This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Thuy Nguyen. First name is Thu, T-H-U, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, date of birth 1-19-1962, January 1962. This letter is being written to Dr. Tung Nguyen. First name is Tung, T-U-N-G, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Address 621 Tully Road, Suite A, 105, San Jose, California, 95111. Telephone number 408-279-2988. Fax number 408-279-2981. Dear Dr. Tung Nguyen, T-U-N-G-N-G-U-Y-E-N. Thank you for asking me to see this 60-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Thu has been having ongoing problem with the recurrent bouts of headache, vomiting, dizziness, occasionally diarrhea, with many different fruits like oranges, apple, grapes, pineapple, lemon, cherries, period. She also has similar problems with some soft drinks, apple juice, and perhaps and alcohol, which causes some headache, period. These symptoms have been possibly attributed to some kind of anaphylaxis, and Dr. Chu has provided EpiPen, and that is generally quite effective, period. She denies any history of significant angioedema or hives or shortness of breath or throat tightness or anything to suggest other symptoms, period. She does not have any urticaria or tongue swelling or lip swelling, period. She has no trouble with meats, seafoods, and grains, period. She may have, once in a while, she has some itching with shrimp, but generally she has no trouble eating seafood and fish, period. Number two, she has history of asthma for which she has been treated with the Montelukast and some allergies for which Claritin has been prescribed, period. She also has albuterol inhaler that is used for intermittent wheezing, period. Her sleep is somewhat disturbed, period. There is history of nasal surgery performed 3 years ago, but I am really not sure what exactly was the reason for doing that surgery, period. There is no hospitalization for asthma, period. However, she did visit emergency room for asthma and perhaps some shortness of breath 2 years ago, period. As you know, she sees many other physicians for other problems and is on many different medication, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 60-year-old who was mildly stuffy and had some wheezing on exam, period. Clinically, I believe she has some asthma and rhinitis, and certainly history is quite suggestive of some significant intolerance to many fruits, and period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Number, new paragraph, I recommended Advair 250/50, and her wheezing is much improved, and her sleep is also significantly better, period. I did some RAS testing to different foods, and surprisingly, just about everything is normal, period. She only, her total IgE is 81, which is normal. She demonstrated 4-3 plus reaction to walnut tree, but no other significant positive tests were detected. Period. New paragraph. Skin testing was equally negative with a small reaction to apricot and walnut tree, period. I believe her asthma is pretty much non-allergic with possibly some exacerbation with the exposure to walnut tree and perhaps some other pollens, period. Recently, she was given Bentyl, B-E-N-T-Y-L, for diarrhea due to her certain food intake and sometimes without any reason. And that has been a miracle drug for her. And family is quite satisfied with the way things are going on, period. My final diagnosis, history of asthma. Number two, history of significant intolerance to many fruits. Number three, history of diarrhea and some other GI symptoms with fruits appropriately relieved with the Bentyl given by a gastroenterologist. My treatment plan, continue all the medications as prescribed. Number two, continue Advair 250/50 up to twice a day for about 3 months, and then we can see if we can reduce, we can make it as a, hopefully we can decrease the dosage, period. She can, number three, she can certainly continue to use albuterol inhaler if needed, period. Overall, she seems to be improving. And I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, and patient Thu Nguyen.